Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Time to chat some biking here on the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and this edition of the podcast is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Elevate your ride. The ultimate indoor training experience is here. The Kicker indoor bike trainer is now more compatible than ever and is designed to work with Wahoo's newest innovation, the Kicker Climb. The world isn't flat, now neither is your ride. To find out more, get over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's INDOOR. You can text that word as well to 44222. So text the word indoor to 44222, and I'll send you all the details on how you can get yourself a Wahoo Kicker right back. And they are fantastic tools. You'll hear them mentioned here on the podcast lots and lots. Many triathletes use them, and if you haven't got one yet, you are missing out. So go check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be chatting some cycling with Rob Moore. Before we do that, though, let's head over to our coach's corner. Today's coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands and Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA to High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri Camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub-3-hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website. Okay, that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some cycling now. We head back to New York to catch up with Rob Moore. Rob, welcome onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us. Your bike, your run is obviously your strong, but is your strongest discipline. Your bike's up there, though. You're not bad on two wheels.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's been a lot of work over the past 2 years in terms of developing it. I used to, I joke with my coach, Justin Dare, that when I came to him, I was a runner with a bicycle that occasionally would get in the water to swim. And now I think I'm starting to pull together the three disciplines.
As far as things that have improved on the bike, because if you don't come from a strong cycling background, it is the discipline that you spend probably the most time on in training and on race day. What are some of the things that you've done that have really made you feel like you're pulling it together and becoming a triathlete, as opposed to, like you say, a runner who owns a bicycle who swims occasionally?
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing for me has been group rides. I used to, just in terms of my schedule and not wanting to wake up early on Saturday and Sunday mornings, really did almost all my riding either on my own or indoors on my own. But being able to get outside and ride with a group has made a huge impact on my ability to you know, be near the front end of the field on the bike and not get off the bike with such a big disadvantage, and not have to rely so much on my run. I've got the benefit of having a great group of guys on. I'm on the Everyman Jack Triathlon team, and when I was living in LA, Was able to connect with a few of those guys to do big group rides on Saturday and Sunday. All guys who are significantly stronger than I am on the bike and have a similar situation here in New York as well. And just being able to ride with guys who are just a bit stronger or at least willing to hold back a little bit so that they're only a bit stronger on the day. And just do all that I can over the course of 4 to 5 hours to hang on their wheel has made, you know, tremendous impact on my ability to ride and ride with confidence too, where being able to get outside with a group certainly helps with handling skills and other aspects of riding.
Yeah, and what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So I can vouch for riding with guys who are better than you on the bike. As far as workouts go, you being in New York, you obviously spend a fair bit of time on the indoor trainer. What are some of your favorite workouts on the indoor and out on the road?
Yeah, so my coach Justin Dare is a big fan of really hard, short interval type workouts where one of the classics is a 30 by 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, where the 30 seconds on is not quite an all-out effort, but it's probably 125 to 150% of FTP. So really, really pushing it for those 30 seconds, getting a 30-second recovery, and then going right back into pushing it for 30 seconds. I actually did one of those this morning, and they never get easier. And they certainly make the, you know, the 2 to 10 minute kind of interval sessions feel a lot more manageable because when you've been riding at almost an all-out effort for 30 seconds and only catching 30 seconds of rest, you're pretty pleased when you know, you're able to do something more like an Ironman effort or a half Ironman effort. I also feel like that type of workout has really helped to raise my functional threshold on the bike. Where that's an area where I've kind of needed some work, and it's helped to just make me a stronger cyclist.
As far as outdoors, do you do that indoor? Or is that on? Do you do that outdoor as well?
Yeah, so that's a classic indoor ride. For outdoor, usually the intervals I'll be doing are a bit longer. In lead up to an Ironman that I like a lot. That's you know, it's a really tough workout, but it's a great test and a great confidence booster if you're able to nail it, is something like a 6 by 20 minute at a bit higher than Ironman watts, so maybe 10% higher than Ironman watts for those 6 intervals. And there'll be 20 minutes at that kind of watt range and then a 10-minute recovery and then right back into the next 20-minute set. So that's something I'll do outside. I'll do it as a solo session, so not with with anyone else, and I'll do it on a TT bike. So it's really simulating kind of that Ironman effort. And if I'm able to nail that, I really come out of that workout not only with the fitness gain, but also a lot of mental confidence prior to an Ironman.
That's a race. As far as gear goes, what do you use? I mean, are you a big one into the gadgets or not really? And what bike are you on? What setup are you riding?
Yeah, certainly. So I'm somewhat into gear. There's so much gear with riding and with the bike that it's kind of hard to keep track of all of it, and it can be a bit stressful, yeah. Honestly. To make sure, like, to feel like you need all the right stuff and whatnot. And then, you know, I think it's always good to remember that guys like Norman Stadler have the bike course record in Kona, and they were doing it on, you know, a bike from whatever, the 1980s. Yeah, I try to take it with a grain of salt, but I certainly feel like I have made the effort to invest in good gear. Being on the Everyman Jack triathlon team, we're sponsored by Felt Bicycles. We're fortunate to have that sponsor, and I'm on a beautiful Felt IAFRD. It's a great bike. I feel like its transfer of power is amazing. It's you know, just stiff enough to really feel that on the bike, and it rides great. Depending on the race will really dictate what wheels I have. I usually ride an 808 on the front and an 808 on the rear as well. In a race like Kona, I might have a 404 or something on the front. But yeah, definitely looking at some nice race wheels for key events.
Well, Rob, thanks for joining us once again on this edition of the Kona Edge. I look forward to talking about your run, your strong one, next time out.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge, and thank you to Rob as well. We're back again tomorrow. Actually, not tomorrow. We're back again on Monday, if you're listening to this on the day we record it. Thank you so much for joining us, and have yourself a great weekend. From myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.